Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
All right. Well, how cool is this? One of my favorite guys to talk to and to cover, even though it was a long time ago, but was Brady Quinn. And Brady joins us on the phone right now. Brady, good afternoon, man. It's great to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you're safe.
Yeah.
Always good to be on Talk With You.
Yeah, it's myself with Nate Jackson. And before the show was going, little trivia question, Brady. True or false? You were, at one point, teammates with Nate Jackson.
True.
That is true.
That's a good memory, Brady.
Do you remember the circumstances?
Not quite. I mean, here's the problem is, you guys are probably talking from Nate's perspective. You have to realize I was in 8 years, and that includes my eighth year being in training camp with the Dolphins. I was on a lot of different teams. So there was a lot of times. In 2013, I spent 5 months with the Seattle Seahawks. I signed about the beginning of free agency. I get cut right at the Saturday at the deadline. I signed the next day with the Jets. I'm there for half that season. Then I ended up getting cut, and I go play for the Rams. Hurt my back a week into that, but anyway, wow. I was on three teams literally in 1 year.
Oh, that's
all across
funny.
The country.
So the odds are you've been teammates with everybody who played during that time
point.
Period.
So here's the thing is, I feel like with Nate, was it in Cleveland and Denver? Was
oh.
it
no.
twice?
No, it was just Cleveland. Okay. It was 1 week at the end of August of 2009. 1 week, that was all. So, yeah, it was long enough for me to kind of, you know, take a couple showers in the locker room, eat some food, and then pack your bag. You're out of here. So,
I was going to say, let me tell you, though, they saved you the time then of having to deal with Eric Mancini and that coaching regime.
It was.
Trust me.
Dude, it was.
You won out that one.
That 1 week was very surreal because I came from Denver where we had Shanahan. All of a sudden, I was in meetings with Mangini, and I walk in, and everybody's got notes scattered on their lap all around their desks, and they're all looking nervous. And then the meetings start, and he starts calling guys to stand up and recite these crazy statistics that he has guys memorizing. And it was a really weird environment, man.
Oh, hold on now. There was also signs around the facility, right?
Oh, yeah.
Every battle is won before it's fought.
Yep.
Sun Tzu, Circa Day, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was durability is more important than ability.
Yeah.
Don't sacrifice what you want most for what you want now. All
yeah.
these things, they're ingrained in your mind.
Or the pain of regret versus the pain
the
of
pain of discipline.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, Brady's just like, play like a champion today. I only need one sign. That's all I need.
Yeah,
we
only need one sign. There's too many signs. Now you're trying to rehearse them all in your head in the game. And it's
he wants them memorized. He wants those signs memorized. He calls you up. He says, D-Mac, stand up.
Yeah.
There is a sign written over the locker room when you walk in. What does it say? And you have to tell him what it says.
I've been in this same building for 14 years. I couldn't tell you. They haven't changed. There's all sorts of signs around here. I couldn't tell you any of them. I don't know anything that's written about. You walk in, you just try to focus on your job, don't you?
Well, that is your job in Cleveland, which was why they didn't do well.
All right, Brady, we're having you on for a specific reason because we had John Fox on yesterday, and I want you to listen to what Foxy had to say. We're going back to the infamous, I'm just going to call it for the sake of argument, the Tebow year, and we all know what we're talking about. And you were part of that, and here's what Foxy had to say.
What happened was we were so bad on third down, I was like, we've got no chance. And Pittsburgh's a good team. And, you know, we can't operate like this on third down, so we have to do something. So we really practiced that week with Tim was the starting quarterback. We mm-hmm. were making a change. Mm-hmm. Okay. But we talked to Tim. We talked to everybody involved and said, if we struggle, we're putting Brady in on third down.
We couldn't – our jaws dropped when we heard that. Now, there were a lot of rumors, Brady, about you starting that game. A lot. And I remember that week of preparation. And you guys tried to keep it on the down low a little bit. But it was pretty obvious to us who were covering the team that something was going on. But we had no idea, and we're calling to confirm this, but part of the game plan, maybe a significant part, was you were going to go in just on third down. Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow.
We actually had practiced third down that whole week. And, you know, Tim got a couple of reps because I think the plan, at least initially going in, was, you know, he would maybe go in and see how it goes, which even in that game, if you go back and look at the stats, I think we were like 3 of 10. So we weren't good. I mean, 40% usually bottom of the league, if not maybe close to dead last. But we had so much production on first and second down, and it was close that they never wanted to make that move. But we actually had a package called the Irish package. It was where Tim and I were both in the game at the same time. And there was times when he was running back, I was quarterback, he'd split out, and then he'd motion back in or stay out as a wide receiver. So we had in a bunch of different, you know, packages, different wrinkles and things to do. But what became kind of apparent to me, at least over the course of a practice, and just talking with, you know, Brian Dock, some of the guys, you know, during the course, I was like, they're kind of setting me up to fail, though. Because if I go in on third down, like, they know what my intentions are.
Right.
I'm there to sling it around. I'm not there to throw. And so I was trying to convince the coaching staff. I was like, if you're going to put me in, you got to put me in on first and second down, too.
Right.
Because I said otherwise, right. I was like, you're setting up our offensive line. You're setting up me to fail. Because they know exactly what we're going to do. It's drop back passing game.
Right.
So we actually ended up having a few plays and packages, too, on first and second down to mix it up. And so we had split some of the reps that week. And basically when it came down to it, again, we were moving the ball enough on first and second down that we never ended up seeing it. And so it was what it was, because by the time we got to, you know, overtime, and there's obviously the completion, Tim makes the throw to Demaryius Thomas, the rest is history. No one's even given a second thought. But then even in the New England game, Tim got banged up in that game, and they were talking about it then. And we were down by a decent amount. We really didn't have much of a shot. I was still, like, clamoring to try to get in. But,
I bet.
You know, he didn't want to come out. So that kind of was what it was.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that, if that was the plan in Pittsburgh. But, you know, hey, let's give props to Tim, right? I mean, you know, probably threw for 316 yards. I mean, he was all right for Tim.
Well, yeah, and I'll say, what, 80 of it came on that, or however many came on that one completion there in overtime. But
okay.
He had a couple of big chunks. The crazy thing about that game was, if you remember the end of that season, basically we had played Detroit earlier that year. I think it was after the Miami game. We had played the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Detroit played man coverage, a little bit post-high safety, basically mats on the outside. Tim really struggled. We struggled as a team. We didn't do well.
Yeah.
Well, no one else really played that game plan until we played New England, until we played Buffalo, until we played Kansas City, the last three games of the season. So we struggled.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, Pittsburgh did not play that style of defense.
Crazy.
And I was absolutely blown. My mind was blown by the whole thing. But, again, it is what it is.
You know, I remember that Buffalo game in particular. Their linebackers didn't move. They didn't care.
No.
They were, want to run for 4 yards, go ahead. Every single time. They literally didn't move. It was like the most insulting defense of all time until you got to Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh just said, we're not going to put anybody back there. We really don't believe you can throw the ball.
No, and unfortunately, Ike Taylor's the cornerback that got beat. And I remember actually going through with Brian McFadden, who I work with now, and he was on that team. And he was trying to explain the coverage, and I just cut him off. I said, look, dude, whatever the hell it was, that was the worst damn coverage I have ever seen in my life. I said, you had your safety so far down, they couldn't even stop the run, or they couldn't blitz to force Tim to get the ball out quick. I said, he literally sat back there and threw a post versus a quarterback with outside leverage, which is perfect, and no one else in the middle of the field. So, I mean, whatever the game plan was, it was quite possibly the worst coverage for that play call in the history of football.
Wow. Well, we really just, I mean, there's a lot of great things to talk to you about, Brady, but we just wanted to catch up on that one thing in particular. How are you doing? By the way, maybe I'll throw in a Notre Dame question here. If we see all these conferences just go to conference-only play, which it seems to be a little bit of a trend now, where does that leave Notre Dame?
They'll pair up with the ACC. So they'll either play an entire conference schedule with the ACC, which I believe they'll play, what, 5 or 6 now based on their agreement, but they'll most likely, you'll see them play somewhere between 9 and 10 games versus all ACC opponents. However, I did just talk with someone that would be in the know at Notre Dame, and they mentioned that there could potentially be a big-time matchup because I'm not sure if you realize this, there's this ACC-SEC rival, right? Georgia Tech, Florida, right. Florida State. So maybe it's Notre Dame, a team that, you know, kind of rides with Alabama, something like that. Maybe that could be potentially in the works down the road or potentially this season, depending on how this all works out.
Well, Brady, we appreciate the time. Thanks for confirming that story, which is just so funny to think about. Brady, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Thanks, right. Brady. Appreciate you, man.
We'll see you.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome. So, let's – hey, we got football at 4 coming up next. It is the Chargers week, so we'll dig into that. But we got to – talk about some of those comments from Brady Quinn. That's next.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's 5 dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.